Book Summary, Xue Zhou Special, Duan Yongping's Investment Q&A, Volume 1. Author, Duan Yongping, compiled by Xue Zhou. Core Thesis, Duan Yongping argues that the essence of investing is buying stocks as buying companies. Investment logic must be rooted in a deep understanding of business fundamentals. Only by truly understanding a company's business model and corporate culture can one make sound investment decisions. Volume 1 focuses on investment logic, building a complete value investing framework spanning business logic, investment logic, and financial logic. Core Insight 1, do the right things, then do things right. Duan Yongping repeatedly emphasizes that doing the right things matters more than doing things right. The former is about direction, the latter is about execution. If the direction is wrong, better execution only leads to bigger disasters. In investing, doing the right things means no speculation, no short selling, no borrowing to trade stocks, and no investing in what you don't understand. Duan himself never invests in companies he cannot comprehend, even when others profit handsomely. He says, if you don't know what you're doing, sooner or later you'll lose big money. This aligns perfectly with Warren Buffett's concept of the circle of competence. The real danger is not ignorance, but ignorance of one's own ignorance. Duan further notes that doing the right things sounds simple but is extremely difficult in practice, because the market is full of temptations, and every day someone tempts you to stray with stories of short-term windfall profits. Those who can stay the course are rare indeed. Core Insight 2, buying stocks is buying companies. Duan Yongping insists that buying a stock is not buying a piece of paper that goes up and down, it is buying partial ownership of a company. If the company keeps making money, your wealth grows, if it doesn't, your wealth shrinks. Therefore, investors should think about buying stocks the same way they would think about buying the entire company. You would ask, how much money will this company make over the next 10 years? How long can its competitive advantage last? Is the management trustworthy? Duan says, when I buy stocks, I never look at the stock price. I only look at the company. This is not an exaggeration. He focuses not on the red and green candlesticks on price charts, but on the company's intrinsic value. This means the investment time horizon is long-term, and the focus is on business fundamentals rather than short-term price fluctuations. When the stock price falls, if you truly understand the company, you not only won't panic, you'll be happy, because you can buy the same great company at a cheaper price. Core Insight 3, Business Models Determine Corporate Destiny. Duan Yongping pays special attention to business models. He believes a good business model should have three characteristics. First, the product or service has differentiation that can command a brand premium. Second, demand is stable over the long term and won't be easily replaced. Third, the return on capital is high without requiring continuous massive investment. He uses BBK as an example. BBK makes consumer products with stable demand, and once a brand is established, it creates a lasting moat. He contrasts this with hard-earned money industries like airlines and steel, large in scale but fiercely competitive, capital-intensive, and low return. Duan says, I'd rather buy an expensive stock of a great company than a cheap stock of a mediocre company. He further explains that great companies are expensive because the market has already recognized their value. Mediocre companies are cheap often because they are genuinely worth little. Time is the friend of a great company and the enemy of a mediocre one. Core Insight 4, Corporate Culture is the Foundation of the Moat. Duan Yongping believes that good corporate culture is a company's deepest moat. He particularly emphasizes the word benfen, doing what should be done, not doing what shouldn't be done. BBK's corporate culture is benfen, being honest with consumers by making safe, reliable products, with partners by not delaying payments, and with employees by treating them fairly. This culture is not a slogan on the wall but a principle that permeates every business decision. Duan says, corporate culture isn't for management, it's for selecting people. With a benfen culture, a company naturally attracts benfen people, who produce benfen products, creating a virtuous cycle. He gives an example, BBK never fights price wars, because a price war essentially tells consumers, my product isn't worth this price. Once consumers form that perception, brand premium vanishes. Benfen culture kept BBK steady in fierce competition, ultimately incubating Oppo and Vivo, two major smartphone brands. Core Insight 5, don't invest in what you don't understand, better to miss than to err. Duan Yongping's investment discipline is extremely strict, Don't invest in what you don't understand. He says, there are countless opportunities in this world. You don't need to catch every one. You only need to catch the ones you understand and are certain about. He shares his own example. Many people recommended Bitcoin to him, but he admits he doesn't understand it, so he doesn't touch it. He invested in NetEase, Apple, and Muay because he truly understood their business models. Duan says, I'd rather miss 100 opportunities than make one wrong decision. This discipline may seem conservative, but it is precisely what protects investors' principle. Duan believes the biggest risk in investing is not volatility but permanent loss. Volatility is temporary. As long as you buy a great company, time will prove you right. But if you buy a company with fatal problems because you didn't understand it, the loss may be permanent. So don't invest in what you don't understand is not timidity but a profound reverence for risk. Practical Implication 1, for individual investors, Duan Yongping's Q&A provides the most straightforward yet effective investment framework, return to business fundamentals. Rather than spending time studying candlestick charts and market sentiment, spend time studying a company's business model and competitive advantage. Investing is not gambling, it is participating in the growth of excellent companies. Duan's methodology tells us you don't need to forecast macroeconomics, chase market trends, or build complex quantitative models. You need to do only one thing: find a great company you can understand, buy at a reasonable price, and wait patiently. Practical Implication 2, for business managers, Duan Yongping's discourse on Benfen and doing the right things provides the underlying logic of business operations. Corporate culture is not a soft decoration but the foundation that determines how far a company can go. Good culture naturally filters in the right people, who make the right products. Duan proved with over two decades of BBK practice that Benfen culture is not just a moral choice but a business wisdom. It makes a company always choose correctly between short-term gain and long-term value. Practical Implication 3, for investment psychology, Duan Yongping's most valuable contribution is equanimity. He does not anxiety over short-term volatility, chase hot trends, or envy others' returns. He says, the most important thing in investing is not to lose money. The second most important thing is to remember the first. This mindset keeps him calm when markets are euphoric and bold when markets are panicked. Equanimity is not innate, it is built on deep understanding. The better you understand a company, the less you fear its short-term price swings. Conclusion: the essence of Volume 1 can be distilled into one sentence. Investing is about doing the right things, understanding business fundamentals, staying within your circle of competence, and holding great companies for the long term. This is not complex theory, but truly living it requires extraordinary discipline and patience. Duan Yongping's decades of investment practice prove that this seemingly simple methodology is the most reliable path to surviving bull and bear markets and achieving sustained returns. The great way is simple. But simple does not mean easy.